Hello, everyone. Come in. I'm coming in hot here off a coaching session, a private coaching session. So I'm ready to go. How's everybody doing? Hello, 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 Miss Debbie. Susan, how are we doing today? All right, let me fix all my things here. I am Coach Betsy. Let's see. Change my name. How's everybody doing? This is our monthly bench coaching call. And this is how we're going to work today. So, a lot of you all come to this call every month. I appreciate it, or listen to the replay. And this is an open coaching call. So, number one, if you're interested in getting coached on anything around binge eating, overeating, let's not overthink the terms. And we can definitely talk about that on this call because it's a common question I get, kind of what is the difference between a binge and an overeat? We can definitely talk about that. So, if you want to raise your hand for coaching, I would love, love to coach several of you all tonight because that's really the main purpose of this call. And number two, if you maybe aren't comfortable getting on camera and just letting it all hang out here, which I totally get, especially when it comes to binge eating because there can be a lot of shame and I want to support you too. Okay, so we have our Q&A box that you can use, and also y'all can choose not to turn on your camera if you want to get coached. Okay, I am here for any and all of that because I just don't want you to not reach out for help because you don't want to show, be on camera. You don't want to talk. You can also post anonymously in the Q&A. So we got all the options for you. Okay, so Q&A box. Raise your hand and let's do this. Okay. So until I see a question or a hand raised, I'm going to just start talking. And always say, I've always joked with Coach Kathy that I think if we had a coaching call marathon, I think I would win. And y'all know, y'all might know I love to watch QVC. Corinne actually introduced me to QVC. And you know how they can just get up there and talk about a shirt for half an hour? I think I could do that too. I just think I could talk about stuff all day long. And I might have to drink some water every once in a while, which reminds me, I think I'll drink a little bit right now. But here we go. Here we go. So I think it was maybe a private client. I don't know if it was a coaching call with a private, with an OBS woman, a private client, or maybe another coaching call I was on, or someone asked me kind of what my story is. And it's so funny because I have been around forever. I have known Corinne almost 20 years now. I can't believe it. But I found her on a Weight Watchers message board way back in 2006, 2007. And I just assume everybody knows me and knows my story. And then I think, you know what? New people are coming in all the time. people just don't remember. Betsy, you're not that big of a deal. So, and I say that, I laugh when I say that because actually that's some of the best coaching that I've gotten is that when you're so worried about what people are thinking about you, remind yourself that you're not that big of a deal, like in the best way. Most people are pretty focused on themselves. So, anyway, but she encouraged me to, she asked me about my story and my journey here at OBS. And so I thought I would share that today as we're again waiting for folks to either raise their hand or ask a question in the Q&A. And we'll just go from there because, and also I know just y'all love to hear stories about us and how we're normal and we struggle with things too. And so I thought I would go there and until we get into some coaching. So, like I said, I found Corinne on a message board, Weight Watchers message board, back before Facebook, before very much of anything. We were doing message boards on actually that was kind of a new thing that Weight Watchers was doing at the time before they were, that was when they first had a website and they developed all these different communities on online. And they had a message board for each state in the United States. And so, of course, I got into the Arkansas board, which is where I live, and I found Corinne in there. She was working those boards just as a member, and she was really into personal training and exercise at the time. And that is how she got started, y'all, is that she just got in there. She was not paid by Weight Watchers. She just got in there and started helping people. And the rest is history, right? So she was in there, and she was friends with a lot of the folks from Arkansas. And then not too long after that, actually, she came to Arkansas to do the Little Rock Marathon, which is a pretty popular marathon to do here just because the route is really interesting. There's a lot of hills and it's just and also we're really famous for our huge medals that we give out at the Little Rock Marathon. I've done it several times, not in a long time, but I've done the Little Rock, the relay. I did the marathon relay with a group of people for a couple of years. I've done the half marathon. I've never actually done a full marathon, which I'm fine with. That's not a big goal of mine right now. Who knows though? Maybe someday. So she came to Little Rock, and I actually met her in person very early on. And many of you all remember Coach Jane, who is a good friend of mine and also Corinne's best friend. She came. Lori, is on our team now, just lives 30 minutes from me, and she was part of that group. And just a lot of early members of No BS were there. I need to find a picture and really figure out what year that was. But anyway, so I met her very early on, and I just stayed with her. I like to say I went for years and years not doing much of anything, because I mean, I found her in 2002, 2006, 2007. I didn't lose my weight for the first time with Corinne and Fit and Fat back in the days, what we were called, until 2011, 2012. So I paid Corinne $5.95 a month to give me workout plans and maybe to kind of support me a little bit through some kind of message board or something like that way back in the day for years. But I never quit. I never quit. And I just give myself so much credit for that because I think I actually just didn't know how to quit. I was like, oh, what do I do? Do I email or do I press some button or whatever? But I just kept going and I just kept paying. And I wasn't doing a whole lot at that point. But at some point in 2010, 2011, I said, okay, I think I really want to do this. And so I lost my weight for the first time. And note the first time with Corinne and with Fit and Fat at the time. And back then, we weren't really a whole lot into the coaching or the thought work or anything like that. That's right. We were doing more exercise. We were actually counting some calories back then. Just, she gave me meal plans and meal ideas. She gave me a bunch of workouts to do. It was just really early on with kind of figuring out what the no BS of today was going to look like. But we just took what we knew, and there was a little bit of coaching sprinkled in here and there because Corinne knew from the very start, right? It's not just about eat this number of calories and, do these workouts. And she was experiencing it. She had just finished, kind of losing her weight, or she was actually maybe still in the process of losing her weight. And she knew that there was more to it, that sometimes we knew what to do and we just didn't do it. And why, right? So I still have some old worksheets and all kinds of stuff that she would send out to us. And so I did lose about 50 pounds at that time. And then in 2013. So I maintained the weight for a year or two. And then in 2013, I went through a big breakup. So my boyfriend at the time of 19 years, he and I broke up. And so it was basically like a divorce. And we were living together. So I moved out of the house I'd lived in for 12 years. I moved to Little Rock. I was living in another town. And my whole life, kind of changed, other than my work. My work was my steady gig then. I was working at the university here in Little Rock. So this was before I worked for OBS. So but it was a big life change, and I gained a lot of weight back. And I just didn't have the tools that we have now. Or even if I had, I just wasn't really ready to maintain the weight when I was going through something in my life like that. And I wanna let you know, I tell my story, but I also love to kind of teach when I'm talking about this kind of stuff, because regains happen. Regains can happen, and the story we tell ourselves about our regain is the key. Right. And this is connected to binging too, right? If we're really, really telling ourselves a painful, judgy, shamey story about regaining weight, we're probably going to binge to cope with the judgment. Okay, Gladys, I see that you've raised your hand, so I'll get to you in just a second. So I regained a lot of weight. And then in 2015, I think we were still P&P, we were P&P Tribe back then, and probably, I'm not sure when we changed over to OBS, but yeah, probably not yet. And that was when Corinne had gone to life coach school, and she was coaching, and she had other coaches, including Coach Jane, that were working for her. And in 2015 was when I lost my weight for the last time. So I lost about 70 pounds at that point. So I lost the weight that I had gained and lost some more weight, but really got to a weight that was not sustainable for me. It was like 130, 135. That's not the lifestyle I want to live. And I was also eating no sugar, no flour at that time. So I was restricting foods that I actually love and want to have in my life. And so, long story short, I can't believe that was like 10 years ago now. But over during that time up until now, I've really figured out the weight I want to be at, which is around 145 to 155, and the lifestyle, but even more importantly, the lifestyle I want to live. I eat all foods, that I want to eat. I'm not cutting out any food groups. I'm still binging every once in a while and learning from it, making sense of it and moving on. I've had some smaller regains in the last 10 years when I've gone through some hard times. I've talked about the tornado that I experienced back in 2023 and had a regain after that of 8 to 10 pounds. And I've gotten it back off again, and here we are. Many of y'all know I got a puppy about a year ago, and that has been a very big life change. I actually lost weight during that time, and now I'm kind of gained it back, and I'm at the goal life I want to be at. Because here's the thing, y'all, I haven't weighed myself in quite a while. Because I really want to focus on the goal life that I want, not a number, a life that I want. A life where all my clothes in my closet fit, a life where I feel amazing in my body most of the time, a life where, my blood work numbers are good and healthy, and I poop regularly, and all these things. A life where I travel comfortably. That's a huge why for me, because I'm a huge traveler and I love to travel actually on my own internationally and go and see the world. And so it's all about that. It's all about that now. And it is a daily practice of thinking before I eat, of compassion when I make mistakes, and I'm just going to keep on going. I'm just going to keep on going. So I want to get to Gladys. So that was kind of a little bit abbreviated, but that's kind of my story. So if any of y'all have any questions or want to know more, let me know. Okay. So, but yeah, it's 20 years, 20 years. All right, Miss Gladys, let's see. This looks weird. Okay, hold on a minute, Gladys. This looks a little bit different than there we go. Okay. Do want to tell y'all something. I don't want to forget. Okay, but we're gonna get to Gladys first. Let's see if I can get here. Get on here. Oh, and Susan, I see you too. Okay. Something was kind of covering up your hands being raised. Gladys, are you coming on? Let's see. Remote to panelists. Let's see if that works. Okay, here comes Gladys.
All right. There
Hello.
we go.
There
Hi.
you
Hello. Whew. I'm one of those people you talked about who really does not like getting coached because I don't like to appear, but I'm appearing today, Betsy.
You're
So
doing it. You're doing it.
I am.
Okay.
So thank you. And I love that concept of the good life.
Yeah.
So just for a bit of background, I have been working on the binging since Binge Better back in the day, and of
Yeah.
course, Fabulous and Jane and the whole nine yards. I've been in OBS since 2019. Ultimately, I'm down over 100 pounds. Beautiful. I still binge rarely. Now it's more like an overeat. And I've put in protocols, celebration protocols. I've done a lot of work. So for a couple of years, I had been hovering around the same weight, which was fine. And I'm a big workout person now. Totally revamped my life. Still never at the goal weight. I'm always looking to get to a goal weight. So, about so this year, about 2 months ago, I started losing again, and I've tweaked a few things, and more into the halftime method, and really figuring out where the tweaks have to be to kind of start again the process. And of course, now I'm more into like preserving the muscle while still losing the weight and all of that good stuff we evolve into over the years. So this might be relating to binging, and the reason why I wanted to talk to you about it is because it feels a lot like my binge thing, which is I'm great in the morning. I have my standard morning. I'm not a night eater. Two good things. My main meal really is in the middle of the day. But the minute that I cook at home most of the time. The minute that I am starting to get ready, that I sit down,
To
it's
eat.
to eat. It's like that same feeling of the binge. I mean, for some reason, there's other times that I can stop, but that one, which maybe it's because it's the main meal, maybe because in my brain, and I plan other food. So I'm like, if I want other food later on, I have it planned. It's not like I'm not allowing myself or get, but the minute I sit down to that main meal, that feeling comes over me where my brain just shuts down. I shut it down. I don't want to think about anything. And I just, it's almost like that anxiety, same exact thing. It's very, very difficult for, and I know that that's really one of the main things that I have to tweak in order to continue my weight loss.
Did
And then,
this Did this experience with this meal, did it just start up recently, or is this something that's been going on and this is kind of what you're looking to tweak to kind of keep weight loss going, just to clarify?
I think so. I think I just hadn't noticed it before because I was overeating all the time. And over the years, I've managed to kind of like get into what works for my lifestyle with my work, things like that. It's that one experience, and I don't experience that at other times.
Why do you think that's the case?
I
You were to
don't know.
just
That's
take
why
a
I'm
guess.
asking if it's really,
I have a guess, but I
I mean, I've worked on the scarcity. I've worked on things like that. I take a guess. Maybe because in my mind, I tell myself it's the one meal, even though I plan other
That is
food the
what was
whole
my
day.
guess. You have said several times, this is my main meal. And I'm like, what does that mean? If we are following hunger and enough, what does it mean for this to be your main meal? You are really making it like putting it, in some different category than these other meals. But I'm glad you got there, without me, because I want, because I want you to have that awareness. And I was going to tell you, or I was going to, suggest that to you, right? But it's like, what do you mean by main meal? What does that mean to you? What do you make that mean?
That's okay. That's the meal that I home cook. That's the meal that we sit down to eat. And we usually, my husband's retired also, so we usually sit down and it's early. It's like 2 or 3 o'clock. It's I guess the traditional, like what we would consider the family dinner. It's the tradition. It's
That's what I
like
was
the
going to
special.
say.
Yeah, it's the
It sounds
special. It's
like, what
special.
how a lot of people kind of talk about dinner, right? So let me check in on a couple of things. Are you fueling yourself earlier in the day? Let's just make sure physically you are well fed, right? We're talking about being a well-fed woman here in No BS, right? Are you going into that meal, with a normal level of hunger? You
Yeah,
haven't.
sometimes I'm sorry, yes. And so I have like a certain breakfast, and then maybe around noon I'll eat something depending on my hunger. And then sometimes if I'm very hungry, I will have like some vegetables as I'm cooking to kind of bring that down before I sit down to eat. But it doesn't matter. It's that feeling, that
So it
eating
sounds like,
anxiety.
yeah, it sounds to me like it's more of a story that you're telling yourself about this being, some sort of particular kind of eating experience. Because if you were to kind of, so anxiety is a feeling, right? It's an emotion. What is the thinking, right? The story that you're telling yourself that's
See,
leading to
that's
that.
right. That's the thing, because that's why it feels a lot like the binge to me, because there's the brain shut off. There's no thinking about this. When I sit down, it's almost like that experience when you're about to start that binge that you cut the brain down. That's why I thought maybe talking to you about it, because it's really irrational. I can't put my finger on the shutdown. Like I said, it feels like the binge to me.
So, I mean, I think, I mean, you just have this awareness, right? Of like, okay, this is a pattern of what my brain does, right, at this meal. And we maybe don't even need to like know exactly why. I mean, maybe it's just a habit, that has developed into a pattern or, and now we just need to look at how to interrupt that pattern. Everything always starts with awareness of what's going on now. And for you, it's like if this is something that you're cooking, right? Then, when you start cooking, it's, I mean, and this, you mentioned protocols earlier, right? And we could call this a protocol where it's like, how am I going to stay with myself, right? With this meal, at this meal, right? How am I going to stay engaged and not check out at this meal? What do I need to do kind of leading up to it? What maybe kind of strategies do I need to put in place if I kind of find myself wanting to check out again? Do I need to excuse myself from the table, right? And go, splash some water on my face or something, right? Or just, step into the kitchen for a minute and take a deep breath and come back, right? It's these different things that you can do now that you have this awareness of. I mean, and also it's maybe even before where I serve myself, I don't load up my plate at first, right? How can I set myself up for success to start having a different experience with this meal? What comes up for you when I say all that?
So I've started using I bought these antique plates at an antique that are very small, smaller than what we would consider a dinner plate. So that's what I'm using now. I've also bought these really pretty bowls to kind of put like aside so that I'm in the bowl. I try to do the trust process before I start, but my brain just again tries to shut down. I guess I mean, the only thing I could, not the only thing, but one of the things that I think would might be a big pattern interrupt, which I usually don't like to do, is a timer. Put a timer on.
And because that's gonna, even if you do kind of go into this kind of checked out place, right? We gotta always kind of do like, we gotta knock ourselves back out, right? We gotta say, wait a minute. I'm here with the food and I'm practicing stopping it enough, right? I'm not just, checking out and stopping when all the food is gone or whatever it is, right? I'm checked back in. You said do you eat with your husband most of the time? Is he aware kind of any of this, or do you all talk about any of this?
Not in depth, but it's interesting you mentioned that because now that you mentioned that, I think that may be another aspect of it because he's a really fast eater. So maybe even though I say I've worked a lot on scarcity, maybe I have to w work on the fact that on a subconscious level, I'm racing with him. And you're just
Trying to
practicing.
see who can finish first.
Not so much what can finish first, like you're gonna eat everything, because he's
Okay.
one of
You're going
the
to get your
like
share.
right,
Got to
like
get my share. And I work with a lot of clients on this with, who grew up in big families and things like that, right? Where, okay. So, and I mentioned your husband because I've had so much success with, talking to my husband and kind of getting him on board with me to help me, to help to support me. And I just say, hey, babe, I'm like working on, eating slower. I'm working on kind of, staying with it here while I'm eating, right? So, if you see me kind of just mindlessly eating, tap me on the shoulder or just check in, or let me kind of, talk to you, while we're eating and think and just get these people on board, right, that love us and want to support us, to help us, right? To help us. But yeah, so are you think I mean, is it a reality that he could eat all the food and you not have any
Oh.
Left. Okay.
No, because actually now he'll actually stop after he's had the first serving and
Okay.
actually wait and say, oh, do you want more? Because of so many times that he's just eaten it all. Because he just it's incredible the amount
Okay.
of food that he can eat and not gain weight. So he
Okay.
just doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
So now he actually has been trained to stop and
Okay.
ask. But no,
Okay.
it's not realistic that he would eat
Okay.
everything
Okay.
without giving.
But that's good to remind yourself of, right? That this kind of fear that comes in is not, it's not true, right? It's not true. There's plenty of food for everyone. And, I am gonna stay with myself and stay with this food and really enjoy it and, get the experience that I really want from this food instead of this checked out experience.
All right, I will try. I will try
Okay.
these.
Yes. And, check in with me like in Ask Coaches or on a future coaching call or whatever if you want to in the Facebook group. You can tag me or whatever, but I'd love to hear how it's going. Okay. But I
Thank you. I
think just
appreciate
this, I just think the big thing is this awareness, right? I
it.
mean, you even had like kind of an aha just right now, right? Where it's like, okay, I think I know what's going on here. And sometimes that's all we need to just start practicing. But here's the last thing I'll say is you're going to be practicing. That means that you still may check out sometimes.
Right.
Okay. Let's not try to be perfect here or, expect perfection. Okay.
Right.
Let's be kind and easy on ourselves and let ourselves practice, let ourselves not be perfect at it, and you'll just keep going.
I
Okay.
will.
Okay.
Thank you so
All
much. I
right.
appreciate it.
So
Thank you.
good. All right. See ya.
Okay.
Bye. I'll put you back down here. Let's see. Okay. And I think Susan maybe didn't mean to raise her hand. Susan, if you want to get coaching, raise your hand, or anybody else, raise your hand. I'll check out the chat. Ooh, that's a good question. Okay, I'm gonna answer that question here in a second. Let me check on the chat here. Love hearing this. I retire in 23 months, and we have a little camper hitting the road. That's kind of a that's maybe something I want to do sometime in my future. We got some other RVers, and let's see. Oh, Sue's got her hand raised. Okay, Sue, I'm gonna answer this question, and then I'll get you on. What is he doing in retirement to still need so much food? That's funny, darling. Okay, let's look at this question. I would love to focus on lifestyle and not the scale. I talked earlier about, we talk a lot in OBS about goal life and not just so much goal weight, right? You hear the term goal weight all the time. And I think probably Corinne coined the term goal life, right? Where, all right, let's sometimes it's interesting to kind of pretend like, what if you could not lose or gain any more weight right now in this moment? What would your goal life be? Right? What life would you go for if, you just weighed what you weighed? That's kind of an interesting question to see what comes up there. But she said, I would love to focus on lifestyle, not the scale, but I don't trust myself. Weighing daily seems to keep me on track and limits my mindless eating. How can I stop obsessing over the scale? Okay, Anonymous, I want you to see what you wrote. Weighing daily seems to keep me on track. Mm-mm. Weighing daily, that piece of metal that you step on and see a number, that doesn't do anything for you. Okay, we got to come back to our brain. Okay, giving credit to our brain, not to that number, not to that piece of metal in the bathroom floor, right? It's just a piece of metal. When you see that number, what do you tell yourself? You tell yourself, oh, I'm on track. I'm going to really pay attention to my eating today. I'm not going to get mindless, like we were talking about with Gladys, right? It's like, here's the thing. If I came and stole your scale and you couldn't go buy another one, you could still get up every morning and tell yourself those things. Okay, this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to, get my water in. I'm going to listen for hunger and enough. I'm going to, really pay attention to what I'm eating. Okay, we got to quit giving credit to that number. It's not the number. It's what we tell ourselves. Okay. And y'all, I also kind of like to pretend and kind of daydream about a life where the scale was never invented. What would we do then? I guess I wouldn't be, have a job, but I don't know. I think I still would because this is the thing, right? And this is why I have experimented with just not getting on the scale. I mean, I'm in maintenance. I will know if I'm gaining or losing weight by the way my clothes fit. Period. And, but I know, I mean, that's not everybody's cup of tea, but I just wanted to experiment with that and then share my experience with you all. But here's the thing, you can still weigh yourself, but then let's really, really work on that being a number and not what dictates your life, right? We have got coming up in July, our new wellness tracker is going to be coming out. You all may have heard some whispers about it, but the first version of our wellness tracker is going to be coming out where you are going to be able to track all kinds of things through our website. We're going to teach you how to do everything at the beginning of the month. You're going to be able to track all kinds of things and keep your data through our website. Okay. You're going to see all kinds of data, your weight, but also are you making a plan every day? Are you following hunger and enough? Are you getting in your water and sleep? And y'all, data is nothing but data until you tell yourself a story about it. Okay? And so let's work on telling ourselves what we want to tell ourselves, no matter what the scale says. And y'all, that scale, that number on that scale, is there's so much behind it. There's so many factors involved in what that number is. And y'all treat it like it is just the gospel. Okay? So let's focus on some other data that you can celebrate and that you can see as wins. And then also, just what do you want to tell yourself every day, no matter what that scale says? Because it is a lagging indicator, which means what you do today will probably reflect on the scale in a week or two, not tomorrow. Okay. So, what are you going to do until then, right? Are you going to keep going? Oh, my husband just got home. He went to the grocery store for us after work. So, all right. So, that's my little rant about the scale. Is it, and then one other question, and then we'll get to you, Sue. Is it typical to get hungry the same time? I heard don't eat by the clock. So here's the thing. I mean, it's kind of like yes and no is the answer, anonymous. We can, over time, train our body to kind of get hungry at certain times, right? And kind of eat at around the certain, around similar times. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner time. Because what happens is, you wake up and maybe you're hungry when you wake up, or maybe you're not. But we just kind of get into habits of when we eat. And if we're eating to enough and waiting for hunger most of the time, we really can kind of train ourselves to be hungry at pretty regular intervals throughout the day. But you got to be sure you're stopping at enough. Because if you overeat, yeah, of course you're not going to get hungry again until a longer time, right? And yeah, we don't want you to eat by the clock, but we also know that you got jobs and you got, other things to do besides just wait around to, get hungry. So we also have this thing we call practical eating, which means, okay, I may not like fully follow hunger enough because, like, I always give the example of me, like, every morning. I usually don't wake up like super hungry. Some people do, but I usually don't wake up super hungry. And by about 8 or 8:30, I'm getting there, but I'm not like full on hungry. But I still eat my breakfast at that time because I'm about to start working and I'm about to start coaching people for 3 hours until noon, and I'm not going to have time to eat. So I kind of utilize more practical eating where, okay, I'm not waiting for full on hunger, but I'm still stopping at enough. And then I've trained myself to, okay, if I stop at enough at that 8:30, 9 o'clock time, I'm going to be good and hungry for lunch. And the same thing with when I eat, if I eat lunch around 12 or 1 and stop at enough, I'm going to be good and hungry for dinner. I may even get hungry before dinner, in the middle of the afternoon, and I have a planned snack for that, which is a handful of nuts. So that's kind of the answer to that. So again, it's kind of like we really can kind of train ourselves to and train our bodies to eat at pretty regular intervals. But then some days we're just not as hungry as other days. So just keep listening to your body and then always implement that practical eating if you need to. If you're a shift worker, if you're a nurse, if you're a teacher, if you're just, got other things going on and you don't want to like wait until you're full on hungry, just use that practical eating. And this is where trust comes in, to trust yourself. And you don't use it as an excuse to overeat, right? Because you're still doing something different than maybe you were doing before with, fuck it eating and all that kind of stuff. Okay. All right, Miss Sue, let's get you up here. And then I've got at least one other question. Yes, Tracy, we will be able to see the data from the tracker. And that is what we want to be able to see because we want to be able to like add up the number of pounds that everyone has lost, in a month. We want to see where you're struggling. We want to, reach out if, you need help. And so we will be able to see that on the back end. Now we're not going through every single, thousands of you, right? But we want to see trends. We want to start seeing what's really going on with you all. So all right, Miss Sue, what you got?
Yeah. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
The only thing I had kind of, well, I'm going to call this a win. I was thinking today about how good I feel. And it's like, oh my gosh, I haven't had the crazies in so long. This feels so good.
What are the crazy? Tell me about the crazies. What are those?
You know, I don't know how else or to label them, but it's like it's just ownership of my head. It's ownership of my eating. It's my, and I wrote it out in one of the things. It's like that spiral tornado thing that just owns me. And it's like, I don't feel like I have any, I didn't feel like I had any control or I could stop that freight train. You know, and it's like, oh my gosh, the spinning has stopped.
Okay, so let's like, how do you feel now? Like, kind of out of control was kind of the feeling before, right? With the kind of the crazies. But let's like name it if we can, right? How do you feel now? Because a lot of times we want to have the awareness of like, I'm not feeling this anymore. But we want to get curious about, okay, how am I feeling now instead? If you were to name it,
Calm,
just take a guess.
calm,
Calm.
steady.
My husband's waving at me.
Why wiser? I feel informed. I am feeling clear. I am being able to have a thought slower. I'm able to have a thought, notice my thought, think about if I want to go this way or that way with it. I'm giving myself options in my thinking and my impulsiveness has just, as far as the food, I want to say that is really, really diminished a lot. I probably could use that a little bit in my spending, but
Well, that's
I mean,
something else to
I'm not
work
trying to transfer seats here on the Titanic or anything,
Well, we
but
all do it, right? We all do it. So it's normal. But yeah, what I hear is, and I just love words. I love to kind of just try on words and things, right? And I hear agency, right? That's a word that we don't use very often.
I'm writing that one down.
That's
What does it mean?
yes. Agency means we are in control of our, we have, like you said, we have choices, we have options. We have, we're not stuck, right? We have agency in our lives. I was thinking of another word, autonomy, right? We freedom, free.
That's my number one.
Yes.
That has always been my number one objective of all things. Sometimes I wonder, I watch all the crazy murder shows and all this kind of stuff, and it's like, how can people decidedly, maybe it's not decidedly, but how could they give up that freedom? I mean, I really, really hold that freedom so preciously. So, yeah.
And so much of this freedom kind of goes back, we talked about Wizard of Oz last month, didn't we? And so much of this, well, all of it, it's, we have it, right? We have it available to us. It's not like, the number needs to say a certain thing. It's not like people need to change. It's not like the world needs to change. We have freedom available to us, a lot of freedom available to us right now.
You know what? This just thought just came in my head. Really and truly, I felt like a prisoner in my own mind. That almost wanted to make me cry because I wanted to escape it so bad.
Sometimes I talk about it's like we're sitting in a jail cell with the door wide open. But we don't know what it's like, outside, right? Out when we walk through that door, or we're afraid, or we don't think we can handle it. So we just stay inside, and we can be so. We want to be so compassionate for that, for that part of us that doesn't feel safe to walk through that door. Right?
Absolutely. The next one that came up here is, I used to joke around, well, if you could lose 15 pounds for me, or you did it, if you. But this is something I personally have earned. I've worked for this and I've earned this and I own this. And it's like, coming to that place of ownership. Of meeting me, meeting my God, meeting us together here and figuring out all of this going on and that freedom that comes with it. Because whatever else happens in my life, like the one I don't know who, I don't know the author, but had said, when he was over there in Auschwitz, they could take everything from me, but they can't take this.
Right.
And it's like,
Yes. Yes. Don't you feel powerful?
I do.
Capable. Right?
I am feeling independent
Independent. Yes.
as I'm going, and I'm not saying I'm a 10 independent, but I'm hanging, I'm going up here, I mean, I'm not ready to go cross country to visit you at your house or nothing, but
Okay.
I can probably stretch out a lot further on the
Okay.
highway than I did before.
Well, and I'll say, let's not, we have the comfort zone, the discomfort zone, and the scared shitless, right? Let's not jump over into scared shitless, right? That's not gonna
Exactly.
do anything for us. But yeah, let's dip our toe over in the discomfort zone a little bit, right? That's where change happens. But we don't
Yeah.
have to dive in, right? We don't have to do it, when it doesn't feel safe. But
Yeah.
yeah. What's one thing
Okay.
you could, what's your dipping your toe this week, maybe? That's maybe something new, maybe something different, or maybe just more of something that you've been doing to kind of widen your world a little bit, or to kind of, give you some more power back,
Okay. And I think maybe I've said this before, but what I call like my three wishes or my three goals, one was my body and my health and everything. Second was my home for organization. The third one was to travel with freedom and everything. And because I have just absolutely been immersed in my brain and in this, all of this, learning in that, I've kind of let the house go and everything. So now, and I've been doing it for the last couple of days because I've also been, it's weird how all this just works on and does its own little thing, and I'm just the clay being molded. That's what I feel like, and I've got energy and I've got, new ideas on how to do things more quickly than I did before. And I'm seeing things that, I can let go of that I was so attached to before. It served its purpose in that, there's just things, and then there's things like are kind of coming back for me. I gave something away that to Goodwill, and it was like, well, let's go see if I can retrieve that. And it was like, okay, you know what? That's not going to work out. If it's meant to work out, it'll be like the butterfly and come back. But Sue, letting it go. And I'll tell you what it was. My daughter-in-law had given me a picture. It was kind of a hippie picture, and it was a drawing of a woman that had medium upper body, but these big, heavier thighs in that. And my daughter-in-law had said, and it was a loving gift because it's love and birds and peace. And she says, I thought of you when I had seen this. And because my legs are heavier and everything, I mean, I see where she was coming. It was all love and that stuff. But it was like, Sue, I was laying in bed and I was thinking about this. I was like, that is no longer who you are. It's like
So do
you
you
had the
really
time.
want it back?
No,
No.
because that's not who I am. And it's, you know what? And I was thinking how that could bring someone else joy and happiness.
Yes, exactly. I was going to
And
say
it's like
that too, right?
it served its purpose with me and it's brought me to what I needed. And then for my brain to say, Sue, that is not your identity any longer.
And
And
look, this is, I mean, and this is just you, right? Like decluttering and getting rid of things, right? And all it brings up your identity, right? And who you want to be. This is what you need to keep doing. Right. This is what every single decision, because that's what decluttering is, right? It's just a thousands and thousands of decisions. Every single one of those is you dipping your toe right into that discomfort zone and making a decision with, in the past, they were just unmade decisions.
Absolutely.
And you never know what's going to come up, right? You never know what's going to come up with some of these things.
No.
So that's what I want you to keep doing. Okay.
Yes. And when I was laying there in bed and I was thinking about it, I was imagining my slimmer hips and I was
There.
imagining, and I was putting that in my mental vision board.
Visualizing. Yes.
And it's
Yeah.
like, okay, this is where we're going.
Yes.
This is what we're working for. And I can feel
Here
my
we
body
come.
as I'm moving around. My clothes are moving a little bit and I'm feeling leaner and I'm feeling lighter. And it's like, oh, this is pretty cool, you know?
And you're noticing it, right? You're noticing it, you're experiencing it, and
Yeah.
that's what is going to keep you going, right? And it's going to just keep that progress going. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sue. As
Thank
always.
you.
All right. Talk to you again
All
soon.
right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Love my time with Sue. All right, y'all. We have this will work out perfect because we may go a little bit past the hour, but I want to do these last couple of questions, and then I want to give you all just some updates on kind of what's going on with all the things. So just a few things to touch on. So last couple of questions. Okay, I have a pattern of coming to the end of a busy workday, especially haven't been able to have a lunch, and start thinking about going for a binge. I comfort myself by saying I deserve it and can do better tomorrow, but my logical brain says, no, that's not true. I know I put simple carbs on a special only list. Maybe if I could trust myself, I should plan for this, give myself permission. I just don't trust my body to stop. Okay, anonymous. And I'm not sure if this is all the same anonymous or it's different, but I'm glad y'all are posting and getting your questions answered. And this is, like I said, you can post anonymously. So here is number one red flag that I saw in your post. If I haven't been able to have a lunch, y'all, we are, ooh, my internet's a little spotty, or something. We are not going to get very far with overeating, binging, until we are giving ourselves fuel on a regular basis. So I don't even want you to get into planning things and all of that kind of stuff until you are giving yourself, talk about permission. I want you to start giving yourself permission to eat when you are hungry. We are not going to solve anything else with this emotional eating or anything. This actually brings up the three types of restriction that Corinne has talked about, and that is we go deep into in the binge course that is coming out soon. Stay tuned. Not sure when yet, but I swear it's still coming. We talk about physical restriction, mental restriction, and emotional restriction. And it's like a pyramid. And physical restriction is at the bottom because it is the foundation. And if you're not getting, fueling yourself with having lunch, if you're letting yourself get too hungry, y'all, that has to be solved for first before we get into anything with other types of restriction. Okay? You have to fuel yourself. Y'all, we're talking about being well-fed women around here. And we talk about that because that's how important it is. We do not get overly hungry anymore if we can help it. Now, I'm not talking about every once in a while when whatever. But if you are consistently getting overly hungry and then overeating or binging, you know what your problem is that you need to solve. Okay? And we can't like put a band-aid on it and fix it that way. We have to get to the root of the problem, and that is you eating on a regular basis. And y'all, I know that we've been on diets and all that kind of stuff where we've been hungry and we think we have to be hungry to lose weight. No. No. Fuel yourself first. And then we can look at, you know, am I only giving myself these simple carbs, you know, not very often and all that kind of stuff. But I want you to solve for the not being able to have a lunch. And I want you to ask yourself, why are you not having a lunch? Are you just working through lunch? Are you thinking you don't have time? What do you need to do to get some fuel into yourself so that you don't set yourselves up, self up after a busy work day to be starving? That's number one. Okay. So that's what I want you to focus on. Carolee says, can you please give me your thoughts on fasting apps? I started using one, and when I turned it on, seeing it start counting, it has stopped me from binge eating. This is new for me, but I'm hoping it will be effective. I don't know anything about fasting apps because I'm not really into fasting. I mean, we all fast because we stop eating at the end of the day and we go to sleep and then we get up and we eat when we get up. But and I just it's, you know, I've tried it in my past with, you know, oh, I should have this kind of eating window and things like that. And that has always brought up restriction for me. And so it just hasn't worked for me. So, but it sounds to me like when you see that counter start, you know, something happens in your brain that says, oh, let's not eat right now. And so you want to kind of get curious about why you stop eating when that counter starts. Because again, like I was saying, how it's not ever the number on the scale. It's also not that app or that counter. It's whatever you tell yourself in that moment, that's what leads you to stop binging. And we want to get curious about what that is, right? What do you make that timer mean? And what do you say to yourself when that timer starts that gets you to stop binging? So think about that. And then you can always reach out again and ask coaches or come back on here and get curious about it. But we find that, you know, because a lot of times y'all fasting and following hunger and enough don't can kind of disagree sometimes. And I am just, I mean, I already went on a rant about how we got to fuel ourselves and not be overly hungry. And I have just found with myself and with working with most clients that when you are fasting, like more than, you know, having a bigger window than just a, you know, kind of a regular one when you sleep, a lot of times you get more hungry than you need to get. And for those of us who have any kind of fears around being hungry, you know, food scarcity, all that kind of stuff. That's a recipe for a binge at some point in the future. So, all right, that's what I got on that. All right, I think those are all the questions. All right, I mentioned the binge course, y'all. I've been hinting at it for months now, and I'm still hinting at it. It is written. The guide is written and Corinne has just got to record it. So, and you know, she can record something in a day or two. So, just stay tuned, okay? 'Cause it is coming. I mentioned that next month we're going to roll out the new wellness tracker, so I'm super excited about that. And then the last thing I'll say is I've mentioned all throughout the call here about clients that I work with privately through NoBS, right? I have a bunch of NoBS women that I work with privately in private coaching, and I've got some openings right now. So if any of you all are interested in maybe doing some private coaching with me, I am the binge expert. And actually, in my story, it's funny, the story I told myself about my journey with NoBS at the beginning of the call, I didn't even mention my binge eating. So maybe I'll do that on the next call. But at some point during those, you know, those 20 years, I started binge eating and I started, you know, I was when I was working at the university, I would I lived about 40 miles away, so I didn't go home for lunch. So I would get in the car and I would drive around and I would just eat, order food, I'll go through drive-throughs or maybe stop at stores and just eat. I wasn't happy in my job. I was wasn't happy in my relationship, and I would just drive around and eat. And so that's kind of how my binge eating started. But I say that's how it started. But actually, when I was growing up, food was restricted for me. I talk a lot about my mom was just doing the best she could. She was trying to keep us healthy and teach us healthy eating habits. We got one box of sugar cereal every year on January 1st. So I was reading nutrition labels when I was a kid because we, the rest of the year, we got to the cereal we got to have had to have 10 grams of sugar or less per serving. And so I was reading nutrition labels. I was trying to find the best cereal I could in the rules that were provided to me. And it's no coincidence that in my future, right, after I left home and went to college, and y'all know in college, if you live on campus, they have that unlimited cereal. And but I've binged on whole boxes of cereal and things like that. And so I just experienced restriction growing up. But it was nobody's fault. It was just, what my experience was. And really, those were the seeds that were planted that led me to have the experience I did. And like I said, I still do binge every once in a while. It looks different than it has in the past, but it's still the emotion that's fueling it is the same. It's shame. It's judgment. It's not doing something right. It's wanting to be perfect, but then knowing that I can't be. And so I'm right there with you all, and I'm okay that I might binge every once in a while for the rest of my life. And I just know it's me trying to take care of myself in the best way that I can. So that is, I don't know how I got off on that, but that's that's the rest of my story, and I'm sticking to it. Well, I was talking about private coaching, and so I have the experience to help you all as well. I am the binge expert here at OBS. That's how I got started on it. So, all right. So, if you are interested, and just email me, email MJ. She is over the private coaching program. Reach out any way you want to, and we can get on a short Zoom call and talk, or you and MJ can. And see if it's a good fit for you. Okay. So, all right, y'all. This was so much fun. Have a great rest of your evening. And I'll see you all again soon. Okay. I'll actually be on a call early next week with for the end of the month. So we're going to talk about how to lose weight in July. So I'll be talking more about the wellness tracker and doing some more coaching. Okay. I'll see y'all then. Bye.